This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The Seattle Times, among others, posted a story last week that our spring rains have not been nearly enough to overcome our Northwest drought. But near term, University of Washington Professor of Atmospheric Sciences Cliff Mess says there's no sign our wetter and cooler spring is going away.
I think it looks very favorable now in the Columbia Basin. And there'll be a few showers in the mountains, but that's not going to affect them. And then this week, our ridge is going to develop midweek, so it's going to warm up. So it'll get temperatures, but not too hot. And then we sit down the line next week, and it looks like another system comes in.
The pattern of the past 2 months, Mess says, has all but cured our drought.
What's happened already has happened. No one can argue about that. We've been cold and moist. So, that's the truth, right? And the fact it's happened so late into May, the snowpack is absolutely unbelievable right now. I mean, this has already happened, right? This is going to impact no matter what happens. And then our models going forward don't have any big heat waves, and it has more rain coming. And La Nina strengthening, not weakening.
And the drought monitor that everyone relies on, Mass says, is not objective.
Somebody subjectively looks at all kinds of stuff and makes a decision that has nothing to do with what the impacts are going to be. So the impacts in eastern Washington, there are going to be no impacts. But yet they have extreme drought. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Tune in tomorrow for more on these drought scare tactics that need to stop.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.